Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Hanley. I want to welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has held a victory campaign in Omaha, Nebraska, and it was an encouraging, faith-building time in God's Word. All this week, we're going to be sharing with you Kenneth Copeland's teaching from that meeting. So get your Bibles and let's learn together how the Word will lead you to receive the promises of God.
Turn with me, please. First of all, to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now notice he begins, "This know also." Well, nobody starts with a sentence like this, walk up to him, "This know also." No. So back up. He began talking about, there's correction here. Verse 20, "In a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet, or useful for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness." Now, to whom is he writing? Pastor Timothy. Correct?
Yes.
This young pastor is undoubtedly under pressure. He needs his spiritual father, the great Apostle Paul. Because the Apostle John and Mary, the mother of Jesus, is in his congregation. And he said, "Don't let people despise your youth." Yeah, right. Easy for you to say, sir, you're not here. Okay. So he begins to talk about things that gender strife. Verse 24, "The servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience, meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, or perhaps, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will." Strife is a nasty thing. And it will really get you into trouble. It's just not worth it. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Well, they're here. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent," or, you know, unable to restrain or contain themselves. "Fierce." Now, see that comma? You realize there's no commas in Greek. "Fierce accusers of those that are good." Fierce about it. Fierce accusers of those that are good. That didn't take you long to think through that a little bit. It happens right here in the United States. Now, tr- traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. You see how lust plays into all of this? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecution, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me, so there was no more thorn in the flesh. People read that like it was something he had the rest of his life. Well, I believe he had bad eyes. No, it says a messenger of Satan sent. And he just said, I asked the Lord to get rid of him three times, and he said, my grace is sufficient enough. Well, this is the same man in the sixth chapter of Ephesians wrote, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. Well, don't tell me he didn't know something about the devils. He did know. And if you take time to read that correctly in your Bible, you find out that thorn in the flesh was his worry about all of the churches. That's what the care was. Jesus used the same thing, the cares of this world entering in. Anyway, continue in the things which you have learned, been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture, say it, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, or for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge you, therefore, preach the word. I don't care if Jesus' mother's there, preach the word. I don't care if the Apostle John's on the front row, preach the word. In season and out. Now, what is that saying to that young pastor? That is saying to him, if you will preach the word, it will do the correcting.
There you go.
If you will preach the word will do the correcting.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Now, turn with me. You're gonna hear some answers tonight.
All right.
To 1 Peter chapter 2. Glory be to God. Now, I have been guilty of this myself. Go over and read Isaiah 53. Well, why start there? It starts in 52, goes all the way through 53, and then 54. And you find out what happened to Jesus, that his visage, his appearance was marred more than any man. He no longer looked human. It began, they beat him to a pulp. He didn't even look human when they hung him on that cross. Then he continued. Then his spirit went into hell. Anyway. And just jump right down here, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, wait a minute. How many times have you read that scripture and kept failing to get results? I don't want to count the times. Could be, probably is, some correcting needed to take place. Yeah. Let me give you another. For instance, and sometime or other, we'll probably get up before these meetings are over, we'll get there. The book of James is laid out like this. Correction, correction. Be a doer of the word, not hearers only. Your faith needs corresponding action. And you're going to all the way till you get to the fifth chapter, and then it talks about healing.
There you go.
All the correction comes first. You start out, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. No, that ain't the way it started. It said, count it all joy. Now, if you're not going to do that, forget, just to close your Bible, forget the fifth chapter where you're supposed to get healed. Well, I don't have any joy. Are you born again? Yeah. Well, you do too. No, I don't either. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Well, what is the fruit of the Spirit? Well, there's love. Oh. Oh, that joy. That's joy you're talking about. Well, what did you read over in the book of Nehemiah? No, that's not what it says. It says they were grieving, and then they told them, stop grieving because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I've done the same thing. I've started towards you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Go back over there and read about the joy of the Lord before you start jumping around. Amen. Hallelujah. There's not anything wrong with that, but what I'm saying, we get over into, but the joy of the Lord is my strength, and it becomes a cliche. You need to put your eyes on it and read around it. Oh, that joy. They had to make a decision that the joy of the Lord was their strength because they were grieving. Hallelujah. So, instead of jumping right to verse 24, let's go back to the 25th verse of the first chapter. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice. Well. Laying aside all malice. Right, Copeland, I don't even know what malice is. Well, it isn't good. Lay it aside, whatever it is. Open your iPads. Isn't that strange? All right. Let me... I'm going to read these from the New King James. So I'd like for you to just listen. Laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babies desire the pure, sincere milk of the word, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You know, there's far too many Christians that don't even get warm milk. Just rehash the same old pablum over and over and over again. Not in this church. So in churches like this and meetings like this, and those of us that live in these circles, we are responsible for a lot. Because we call ourselves word people, people of faith, and people, you know, say that about us as if it's a slanderous thing. Woo, man, it tickles me when they say I'm a word man. Yeah, I'm a word bird. And Bill, you remember when we used to be tapeworms? Yeah. You know, I've gone back to my cassette tapes. I got tired of listening to those CDs and you can't stop them, do anything with them. I got a treasure trove of cassette tapes. Amen. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, a precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." Well, there's a lot of things here before we ever get down to the healing part. A stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves. Are you listening to this? Are you reading it? You're reading it along with me? Are you seeing that? Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. But it doesn't stop there. For the Lord's sake. For the Lord's. Not yours.
Yes. Come on.
For the Lord's sake.
Yes.
Or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. Now, all of this is for the Lord's sake.
For the Lord's.
For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bond servants of God, honor the people for the Lord's sake, love the brotherhood for the Lord's sake, fear God for the Lord's sake, honor the king. Honor the king. Whether you like it or not, whether you like him or not, for the Lord's sake. Honor him. Honor the president.
Yes, sir.
Honor him.
Yes, sir.
Didn't say anything about liking his politics. But he's there. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, we are told to intercede and with prayers of supplication for all men, for kings and all that are in authority. For this is good in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life as a ransom for all to be testified of in due time. And we are words of that testimony. Now, let me get back over here. That 18th verse, servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. This is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Look at that 21st verse. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow. Leaving an example for us to follow. This has a way of kind of getting under your skin, doesn't it? Leaving an example. They were called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Now, we're supposed to act like this. So, if we commit sin, what do? Repent right now. I mean, don't even think about it. Just repent right on the spot. If you're looking at some person and you said something, you said, no, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. No, I just lied to you. I hadn't said that 1,000 times. I said it 3 times. I just lied. So what are you doing? Correcting. You're correcting yourself. You're judging yourself. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. There was a lot of correction there before you ever got down to the healing.
Why does persecution come just when you've grabbed hold of a truth from God's Word? The enemy wants to stop God's word bearing fruit in your life, but God has already given you victory. Find out the power of planting God's word in your heart with The Word Works and It's All I Need, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. For every need you have, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, or financial, God's word has an answer and a promise. Understand that He's already given you authority over every issue you face. Learn to stand in faith and God's strength to persevere until you see God's promises come to pass. You're a carrier of the Word of God and a joint heir with Christ. When you get your faith centered on God's strength inside of you, instead of your own weaknesses, you can overcome. Become a doer of God's Word and start living in the fullness and freedom of His Word. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, The Word Works and It's All I Need, free on MP3 disc, and discover how the Word of God guarantees results. This foundational teaching is something every believer should have for their faith library. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. And this year, for the first time on May 26 through 28, the Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is Kenneth Copeland Ministries' free monthly publication that is sent to partners and friends around the world. Each month, it is filled with word-based teaching to help you grow spiritually. You'll receive revelation from God's Word as you read articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other ministry leaders. There are also partner testimonies that give God the glory. These stories will encourage you and inspire you to go higher in your walk with God. You can read the Victory magazine online or receive a physical copy by mail when you subscribe on kcm.org. The interactive online version includes bonus content, videos, and downloads. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is meant to be shared. So when you find something that blesses you, post it, email it, or text it to your family and friends so that they too can live in victory. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice. And it is the voice of victory.